Thank you very much. To be Nomura Henderson. I would like to ask several questions about the first question. The enterprise business in the U.S. and you have said that there has been an effect of the smaller budget by the government. We seem to be seeing that. But what is was the actual size of the government budget and the do you see any room for improvement? If you could give us more detail about the government in U.S.
So, Kevin, that's for you, I think.
Thanks, Mahendra. Yes, you know, one of the things I love about Trend overall is how global our business actually is. So the fact that we do business in close to 200 countries around the world and our four major regions are pretty equally sized in the enterprise business. So we have business around the globe. Within the U.S., though, your question, U.S. government specifically is approximately 10% of our overall U.S. business. So it's actually, percentage-wise, it's actually quite a small direct share of our overall U.S. business. So it is sort of not that big. But what we ended up seeing is softness in Q1 in the U.S. government business directly. But we also started to see some bleed over some impact in other enterprises that are doing business with the U.S. government. So an enterprise transaction that we had a multi-million dollar deal that was lined up for Q1, and that multi-million dollar deal was with an enterprise. That enterprise was building an offering, including Vision One Cloud Security, for the U.S. government. So it also impacted some of our U.S. enterprise business. Going forward, we're starting to see, you know, some of the uncertainty get a little bit clearer, and people are working their way through this, and you know, so we remain optimistic, but it does represent some uncertainty that's out there as to, you know, what is going on within the U.S. government and the implications on U.S. government business and enterprise.
ありがとうございます。それ2点目については、
Thank you very much. I had another question. And I would assume this is what Kevin-san is in the best position of responding to. I'm looking at page 23, the right-hand side. This is about the enterprise pipeline you have shown. Year on year basis, it seems that the pipeline, well, unless the pipeline is better, we will not be able to have a optimistic earnings. Are there anything that you can tell us that would give us more confidence towards the future, comparing from before?
Yeah, it's thank you for the question. And, you know, this level of visibility that I provided here, we don't typically provide. I wanted to just felt it was important to give a little bit more insight as to the, you know, sort of the health of the overall business going forward. On the pipeline specifically, the number is growing. So, you know, we continue to see our marketing campaigns and our work with strategic partners continue to grow that pipeline. And as I was saying in my video presentation, I don't know if it was clear or not, but, you know, the pipeline for new business is within the typical metrics that we would look to see in terms of driving new business. So we look for about a 3x multiple, and we're well within that 3x multiple for new business across the globe.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much for that. In addition to that,
前回の4級の通期、
last earnings call, the fourth quarter, showed a very good pre-gap compared to that.
Pre-gap のエンタープライズのところ、
pre-gap enterprise I am referred to.
がするのかなっていうふうに見込んでいたんですけど、
we thought that there should be increase year on year, but the current situation is perhaps too strong. A fourth quarter has had this effect, I am guessing.
Or,
and can you also give us your outlook beyond the Q2?
Well, Mahendra can chime in at the end here, but I'll just comment that, from a pipeline perspective, we feel like we've got enough pipeline for Q2 to drive the new business. And when you do the year over year, our business is quite seasonal. So Q4s are seasonally very high for us. So that's why we like to give year over year comparisons versus quarter over quarter. And we see that the Q2 pipeline metrics look within the range. And Mahendra reiterated that our guidance for the year remains intact. Like I was saying earlier, our net sales was a little bit above our internal plan. Our operating margin was well above our plan number, and we feel like this pre-gap issue that we had with consumer and with enterprise, we will resume to some normalcy as Q2 and beyond starts to unfold. Mahendra, I don't know if you want to add anything.
This is Eva, and I just chime in. I think I understand that all the analysts and investors are trying to get some clarity of the future, but truthfully, it's really hard for any company to have very clear future view of how the economy is going to be and how the tariff or the exchange rate change will impact any business. So it's just, I will want to say is that initially, I believe investors invest in Trend Micro is because of our post-gap that is composed with a lot of renewal business that provide the stability and predictability of our revenue. So if you look at our post-gap and our guidance is on all this post-gap. But if you look at pre-gap, then that's, I think, lost the original reason that you probably want to invest in Trend Micro, which is that stability of the revenue. But we try our best to make sure that our guidance are intact. And but I just want to say, please, it's just overall the whole world is not sure about the future, and pressing Trend Micro to commit even more is not quite fair.
ありがとうございました。私からは以上です。
ご質問ありがとうございました。
次の方は、That concludes my question.
いただきます。
So let's hear from next person. Well, excuse me, let me add my comment about this government-related business. The impact to the government-related business, I presume that probably the Trump tariff policy, probably you may think that that is causing the challenge, but actually that is not the case. Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency. Seems like there is a revisiting of the business carried out by the government. And that is a more stronger impact to a business. And that is a rippling effect to the private sectors. That is the background. Not the, the tariff policy, but more of the doji related the efficiency effort by the government impacting a business.
はい、モルガンスタンレーの田中です。よろしくお願いします。
Thank you, 田中モルガンスタンレー。
今補足いただいたんですけども、
well, you have just provided a supplemental comment, but it still is not so clear. Your company for US, the percentage of government is small, and so private businesses are trying to reduce investments indirectly due to through their government. But if this has to do with security, which is very important, it doesn't make much sense that they might want to reduce their budget size. Also, for each region, there may be some impact of the consumer, but on the whole, it seems that Europe, APAC, the pre-gap balance seems to be weakened. Make much sense. Maybe there were concentration, but in fourth quarter, the local currency plus 18% YOY, I don't think that there were any special factors. So can you tell us if there are any relationship between the strong fourth quarter and the weaker first quarter?
So there were, I think that was a two-part question. And Habara-san did a nice job of trying to clarify my comments around the impact of the U.S. government. So there's two different programs within the U.S. government. One is the tariffs and trade issues, but the other is DOGE and some of the moving budgets around postponing, canceling some projects, et cetera, et cetera. That does impact directly U.S. government. But it's a small part of our overall business. But it does impact enterprises because many enterprises in the U.S. also supply services to U.S. government. If those budgets are frozen or canceled in the U.S. government, the enterprises are impacted. So that's why the impact to our overall U.S. business was both in U.S. government and enterprise. And I'm sorry, the second question was
whether the Q4 strength caused had some impact also.
Yes, and we did see, and I tried to explain that with our overall renewal business, we did see as a result of finishing very strong, customers had an appetite to actually buy. At the end of the year, we did see some pull forward. Some renewals end up pulling forward from future quarter, from Q1 into Q4 of 2024. So that explains, you know, some of the hyper growth that we saw in Q4. In the U.S., for example, we were up 24% year over year in Q4. So it was a substantial pre-gap increase in Q4. So we did see some deals pull forward. And that's where I was talking about. We will start to see that normalize out as Q2 and Q3 unfold.
Thank you very much. So Q4 was extraordinarily strong, and you expect normalization going forward. The second question, Kevin-san, and you have talked about this before, reducing multi-year deals. Omikawa-san talked about how in Japan, the comprehensive multi-year deals are increasing in Japan. So,
consumer.
Okay, understood.
Thank you. My question has been answered. Thank you.
それでは次の方のミュートを解除させていただきます。
So let's hear from the next person.
SMBC 日興証券菊池です。
From SMBC Nikko Securities, my name is Kikuchi.
よろしくお願いします。
あの 株主還元方針には変更がないということ
です。I understand that there is no changes to the shareholder return policy. Is that correct?
なかなかお聞きするのも難しいような感じですけど。
So, seems like this is a little bit difficult to ask this question. But, you mentioned that you may consider doing the share buyback at a good timing when you are making announcement at the year end. So I just want to know there is no changes to that policy. No changes to that policy. Thank you. That's all from me. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。その他にご質問
のある方はいらっしゃいますでしょうか。Any other person with question, please?
どなたも挙手されてないようですが、
I am not seeing anyone raise his or her hand.
NTT データさんの本丸なんで、
そうですね。You are eager to move on to NTT data briefing, right?
我々もその全社一丸となって、MC も含めて割と、
The entire company, including MC.
まあ、ちょっと時間があるから私の方からま
た。I still have time, so let me add.
Pre-gap だけ見てみると
。If you focus only on pre-gap numbers, we are seeing larger projects recently. There will be more ups and downs. So post-gap and the ARR provide more easy to understand the explanation to what's actually happening, perhaps.